Really, is it possible? Is Emmylou Harris really thinking about hanging up her heart?
Well, I'm hanging up my heart.
The Hall of Fame songstress is back with a new album of duets with her former bandmate and good old friend, Rodney Crowell.
If I were you, I'd try to understand, see my point of view. If I were you, I'd never be the one who treats me like you do.
Rodney Crowell, of course, has his own Grammy, many nominations, and his songs have been recorded by Johnny Cash, Norah Jones, and Etta James. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell's new album is called Old Yellow Moon. They join us in our studios in New York. What an honor to have you both with us. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. We're big fans.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm a huge fan of both of yours. And it strikes me that this partnership you've had for about four decades, what makes you want to do an album together all these years later?
Well, how much fun it promises to be, and that's been proven true because we've been having fun. Well, we've been having fun as long as we've known each other. And I don't have to tell you, you know, you make a record with Emmylou Harris, one of the great singers of our time. Although this is my dear friend for life, you know, I also get a chance to step up. This is a great singer, and I'll prove my mettle as a singer.
Well, let's listen to the title track, Old Yellow Moon.
We are counting the stars out in the night, round an oil with you right by my side. I got nothing.
What you just heard was the very first time we ever sang the song together. When we listened back later on, you know, when we were getting ready to record and we were going to recut the song, and we listened to the, quote, demo, and we said, there's no way. You know, the gods don't grace you with something like that very often, to be able to capture a moment like that.
But still,
can I ask both of you, how does your voice change over the years when you hear it?
Oh, boy. I mean,
I
sound so young, and my voice sounds so high and kind of thin to me. I don't mean in a bad way,
yeah.
But I'm really have shaken hands with where my voice is right now. Mm. I think it's got a little deeper. It's got some more grooves in it. And with me, it was never about my voice as much as how can I tell the story of the song. And if I really love a song, nothing is going to get in my way, because it's more about the emotion of the story of the song. And if I can't go as high as I would like, then I'm just going to stay low.
I like it black, just black as night. It keeps me up, it keeps me tight. It don't matter.
For me, it's truly my experience about 10 years ago, as I turned 50, I made peace with my voice, and now I really like the sound of my voice. And
see, I've always loved the sound of Rodney's voice. My mother likes it, too.
I know.
My mother has always loved your voice,
I know.
Rodney.
And I should have listened to her and made peace with it a long time ago.
Oh. Yes, you should have.
Now I've got a monkey sitting on my back, and wouldn't you know, don't need no cream, no nicotine. All that monkey need is black caffeine.
More black caffeine.
Emmylou Harris, of course, you sang on Bob Dylan's 1976 album, Desire. What was it like?
Well, it happened very fast, and I thought that I was being specifically invited to for who I was and what my voice sounded like. But really, I had just been hired by the executive producer who happened to be a fan of mine. Bob Dylan didn't have a clue who I was. Well, I don't think he did. And in a way, it was kind of cool because I was just another musician sitting next to him, two microphones right next to each other, and the lyrics in front of me that I was seeing for the first time. And I do recall this, that when the music started, I was sitting there and he literally poked me.
Bob Dylan poked you?
Yeah, just, in other words, sing.
Can I edit Emmy's story a little bit?
Yes, by all means. That will help
Please,
us.
Please, Rodney.
Only that Emmy has this really lovely humility that's true through and through. But I was standing there at her house when Bob Dylan called. And he did know who you were because when you hung up the phone, remember you turned to me and you said, hey, Bob Dylan just called. And you know what he said to me? Hey, Emmy Lou, this is Bob Dylan. I heard you have a song on the hit parade.
Bob Dylan?
See, he has a much better memory than
me. That satisfied my image of Bob Dylan. I heard you have a song on the hit parade.
Let's listen to another song, if we could. One that you wrote, Rodney Crowell. This is Open Season on My Heart.
Yes, to the corn is yet to turn. Yes, to the bridges yet to burn. Yes, to the whole thing blown apart. It's open season on my heart. Days go by like flying bricks. Leave gaping holes too deep to fix. Just stay home if I were smart. It's open season in my heart.
Where does this song come from, Mr. Crowell?
You know, as I'm listening to it, I was thinking about it, you know. I wrote that song during a very happy and peaceful time in my life, and
boy, that's disappointing. Well, I was hoping for a great song story. Well, go ahead.
Well, yes. Here's the thing that yeah. I just came to me as we were listening, and I can engage melancholy as if it were a kind of reverie, because inside of that blue tonality that, you know, on the backsides of our heart, that's where those kind of songs come from. And you know, I had my heart broken as a young man, and at the age of 21, 22, I mean, deeply. And, you know, that'll be with me the rest of my life, that experience. I can still draw on it, even on a day when I wake up and it's zippity-doo-dah outside.
I can't be something that I'm not. I can't give you what I haven't got.
I love the sad songs, and I say on stage, they make me so happy.
Yeah, they do. And is there anything more beautiful than a sad song?
A really sad song that pierces you to the heart.
It's open season on my heart. I hit the streets and the fireworks start. It's open season on my heart.
We're fortunate that you're going to perform a song for us, right?
We're going to, yes.
We're going to.
What's the song you're going to?
Dreaming My Dreams is, I may speak for Rodney, one of our favorite songs from one of the great albums of all time, which is Waylon Jennings' Dreaming My Dreams. It really is an extraordinarily beautiful song.
I can't wait to hear it.
Boy, I set us up, Rodney.
and we better deliver it.
Emmy Lou Harris and Rodney Crowell. In our New York bureau, their album, Old Yellow Moon.
I hope that I won't be that wrong anymore. Maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for the way that it is.
Someday I'll get over you and
hear the full version of Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell singing Dreaming My Dreams, and you should, at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.